threats of economic ruin, the Please Don't Go, We Love You campaign, the last-minute scramble by politicians to rally the togetherness vote, these are all things that our Canada desk, the world's Andrea Crossan, has seen and heard before.
Watching the back and forth over Scottish independence has brought back memories for me, and for many Canadians. My country has been in a difficult marriage for a long time, a marriage that has nearly ended in divorce twice. The first time was in 1980.
Good evening. Premier René Lévesque has named Tuesday, May 20th, as the date for the Quebec referendum. It's an event he's calling a turning point in the history of the province, and it might also prove to be a turning point in the history of Canada.
It did prove to be a turning point. The people of Quebec voted in that referendum for pursuing a negotiated secession from Canada. The key issue for the separatists was the preservation of the French language and culture. It was a hard-fought campaign on both sides, but in the end, the proposal was defeated 60-40.
Si je vous ai bien compris,
during his concession speech, Quebec Premier René Lévesque made a promise to his supporters.
Vous êtes en train de dire à la prochaine fois.
He said, à la prochaine fois. Translation, until next time. And that next time came on October 30th, 1995. It's been called the night Canada stood still. I remember sitting in front of my television in Vancouver watching the results come in.
We are ready to make now that final projection on the evening. CBC Decision Desk calling for a no victory numerically tonight. It's going to be a squeaker, maybe as much as one percentage point separating the two sides by the end of the evening, but no more than that.
The final tally, less than 51% in favor of remaining part of Canada, more than 49% voting to separate. It seemed impossible to me at the time that so many of my fellow Canadians wanted to go it alone, to try something so risky as independence. Just as many Brits now don't understand Scotland's independence movement. But whether the vote on Thursday is yes or no, one thing is certain, the UK will never be the same. As a nation, Canada came out of the two Quebec referenda bruised by the process. There is a bitterness that comes from both sides of a referendum on secession. And it's more than just a matter of hurt feelings. There are financial consequences. Economically, Quebec suffered. Reuven Brenner is an economics professor at Montreal's McGill University. Brenner says that rents in Montreal dropped by 50% after the first referendum, and that after the second one, the businesses that had stuck it out the first time hit the road.
Montreal was the financial center of Canada. Then when about 400,000 people moved out and all the banks and so forth, this is how Toronto became the financial center of Canada.
So you'd think that after two failed efforts, Quebec separatists would be ready to throw in the towel. Not so fast.
I'm in Glasgow, in George Square. This is the big meeting of the Yes campaign.
That's Daniel Terp. He's a constitutional law professor at the University of Montreal. He's also been a member of parliament for two of Quebec's separatist parties. He spent today at a Yes rally in Glasgow, Scotland. He says that Scotland's vote is a good thing for Quebec.
Obviously, in a democratic setting, you can try to become independent. And people obviously want to be given that opportunity. And I believe Quebecers at one point in time, again, in the near future, will be given that opportunity. And there are great lessons to be learned from what has happened here in Scotland.
It seems like a hard sell. The sovereignty movement in Quebec has faltered in recent years. But Scottish politicians have studied the Quebec votes to learn from mistakes made in 1980 and 1995. Mistakes like the fact that both of Quebec's referenda asked long, complicated questions. Scots are being asked simply, should Scotland be an independent country? Another big lesson for Scotland? Preparation. The Scottish Yes campaign has been working on strategy for years. The Quebec votes were more rushed affairs. And the biggest lesson Scottish separatists could learn from Quebec, don't lose. Or you could end up like Canada, in a place we call Neverendum. For the world, I'm Andrea Crossan.